And they continued 3 years without war between Syria and Israel. And it came to pass in the third year that Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, came down to the king of Israel. And the king of Israel said unto his servants, Know ye that Ramoth and Gilead is ours, and we be still, and taken not out of the land of the king of Syria. And he said unto Jehoshaphat, Wilt thou go with me to battle to Ramoth Gilead? And Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, I am as thou art, my people as thy people, my horses as thy horses. And Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, Inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord today. Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400 men, and said unto them, Shall I go against Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And they said, Go up, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king. And Jehoshaphat said, Is there not here a prophet of the Lord besides, that we might inquire of him? And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, There is yet one man, Micaiah, the son of Imlah, by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him, for he doth not prophesy good concerning me, but evil. And Jehoshaphat said, Let not the king say so. Then the king of Israel called an officer and said, Hasten hither, Micaiah, the son of Imlah. And the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, sat each on his throne, having put on their robes, in a void place in the entrance of the gate of Samaria. And all the prophets prophesied before them. And Zedekiah, the son of Chenaanah, made him horns of iron. And he said, Thus saith the Lord, With these shalt thou push the Syrians, until thou have consumed them. And all the prophets prophesied so, saying, Go up to Ramoth Gilead, and prosper, for the Lord hath delivered it into the king's hand. And the messenger that was gone to call Micaiah spake unto him, saying, Behold now the words of the prophets declare good unto the king with one mouth. Let thy word, I pray thee, be like the word of one of them, and speak that which is good. And Micaiah said, As the Lord liveth, what the Lord saith unto me, that will I speak. So he came to the king, and the king said unto him, Micaiah, shall we go against Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall we forbear? And he answered him, Go and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king. And the king said unto him, How many times shall I adjure thee, that thou tell me nothing but that which is true in the name of the Lord? And he said, I saw all Israel scattered upon the hills, as sheep that have not a shepherd. And the Lord said, These have no master, let them return every man to his house in peace. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, Did I not tell thee that he would prophesy no good concerning me, but evil? And he said, Hear thou therefore the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the hosts of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, Who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead? And one said on this manner, and another said on that manner. And there came forth a spirit, and stood before the Lord, and said, I will persuade him. And the Lord said unto him, Wherewith? And he said, I will go forth, and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And he said, Thou shalt persuade him, and prevail also, go forth and do so. Now therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these thy prophets, and the Lord hath spoken evil concerning thee. But Zedekiah the son of Chenaanah went near, and smote Micaiah on the cheek, and said, Which way went the spirit of the Lord from me to speak unto thee? And Micaiah said, Behold, thou shalt see in that day, when thou shalt go into an inner chamber to hide thyself. And the king of Israel said, Take Micaiah, and carry him back unto Amon, the governor of the city, and to Joash, the king's son, and say, Thus saith the king, Put this fellow in the prison, and feed him with bread of affliction and with water of affliction, until I come in peace. And Micaiah said, If thou return at all in peace, the Lord hath not spoken by me. And he said, Hearken, O people, every one of you. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, went up to Ramoth Gilead. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself and enter into the battle, but put thou on thy robes. And the king of Israel disguised himself and went into the battle. But the king of Syria commanded his 32 captains that had rule over his chariots, saying, Fight neither with small nor great, save only with the king of Israel. And it came to pass, when the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, that they said, Surely it is the king of Israel. And they turned aside to fight against him. And Jehoshaphat cried out. And it came to pass, when the captains of the chariots perceived that it was not the king of Israel, that they turned back from pursuing him. And a certain man drew a bow at a venture, and smote the king of Israel between the joints on the harness. Wherefore he said unto the driver of his chariot, Turn thy hand and carry me out of the host, for I am wounded. And the battle increased that day, and the king was stayed up in his chariot against the Syrians, and died at even. And the blood ran out of the wound into the midst of the chariot. And there went a proclamation throughout the host about the going down of the sun, saying, Every man to his city, and every man to his country. So the king died, and was brought to Samaria, and they buried the king in Samaria. And one washed the chariot in the pool of Samaria, and the dogs licked up his blood, as they washed his armor, according to the word of the Lord which he spake. Now the rest of the acts of Ahab, and all that he did, and the ivory house which he built, and all the cities that he built, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? So Ahab slept with his fathers, and Ahaziah his son reigned in his stead. Now Jehoshaphat the son of Asa began to reign over Judah in the fourth year of Ahab, king of Israel. Jehoshaphat was 35 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 25 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Azubah, the daughter of Shilhi. And he walked in all the ways of Asa his father. He turned not aside from it, doing that which was right in the eyes of the Lord. Nevertheless, the high places were not taken away, for the people offered and burnt incense yet in the high places. And Jehoshaphat made peace with the king of Israel. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoshaphat and his might that he showed and how he arrived, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And the remnant of the Sodomites, which remained in the days of his father Asa, he took out of the land. There was then no king in Edom, a deputy was king. Jehoshaphat made ships of Tarshish to go to Ophir for gold, but they went not, for the ships were broken at Ezion-Geber. Then said Ahaziah the son of Ahab unto Jehoshaphat, Let my servants go with thy servants in the ship. But Jehoshaphat would not. And Jehoshaphat slept with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David his father, and Jehoram his son reigned in his stead. Ahaziah the son of Ahab began to reign over Israel in Samaria the 17th year of Jehoshaphat king of Judah, and reigned 2 years over Israel. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the way of his father, and in the way of his mother, and in the way of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. For he served Baal, and worshipped him, and provoked to anger the Lord God of Israel, according to all that his father had done. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Well, here we have the death of Ahab. And boy, if there was the guy who deserved it. Now, we start off here in verses 1 through 14. He's wanting to go back and take back Ramoth-Gilead, which Syria had captured a while ago. He says, hey, look, it's our city. What are we doing just sitting around here while they have our city? So he says, well, we better check with the prophets to make sure we're supposed to go up. And the prophets, they said, oh, the king wants to go up. Sure, go on up. That's exactly what you want. I mean, that's what the Lord wants you to do. Yes, go on up and you'll be delivered. Don't worry about it. Now, Jehoshaphat, although we know that he was a good king and he did things according to the Lord, he kind of didn't exactly make a great alliance here. He went up to Ahab, and sure, they're both descendants from Abraham, but he allied his armies with Israel. And during that time, they didn't have any wars amongst each other. However, he's now putting his armies to work for Ahab, who was not a good king. And that did not exactly turn out well. So we might want to consider who we have, not only who we associate with, but when we have our armies working for someone else, United Nations, who may not have the best interest of our nation in mind, we might want to consider those kinds of agreements and those kinds of covenants, really. But Jehoshaphat went there and said, sure, I'll go ahead and, we're brothers. Your people are my people. My army is your army. Let's go up there. But first, let's check with the prophets. So Ahab brings all these prophets, these 400 prophets, and they say, sure, go on up. Now, Jehoshaphat, even though he's not exactly doing the wisest thing by aligning himself with Ahab, he still took his religion with him. And that's a point we can learn from that. Wherever we go, whatever deals we do, take our religion with us. It's every day, every aspect of our life. And he said, okay, great, Ahab. What about a prophet of the Lord? Let's check out with one of those guys. Let's not just check your prophets, but a real prophet of the Lord. And he says, Ahab says, there's this one guy, and Micaiah. Every time I talk to him, he just says bad things about me. I don't like hearing what he has to say. But if you want it, sure, we got the bigger army. Let's go ahead and bring him in here. So Micaiah comes, and he tells the messenger, look, I'm going to say what the Lord said to say. But he first tells him, says, fine, you want to hear what you want to hear? Sure, go up to Ramoth Gilead. The Lord will deliver it to the king. And so he says, well, look, tell me, how many times have I told you? Tell me what the Lord said. He said, all right, you want to hear what the Lord said? Here's what the Lord said. You're going to go up there and die. You're going to go up there and you're going to die. As a matter of fact, the Lord kind of, now of course the Lord doesn't, God doesn't really get advice from other people. It's put into man's point of view. But he kind of had he said, how can we convince this Ahab guy to go up here? Because he's going to die. How can we convince him? And finally, one of the spirits says, hey, I know, I'll go and tell his 400 prophets that he'd rather listen to than Micaiah to go up there. Sure, go ahead. And, of course, Ahab hated this. He says, oh, what are you saying? These guys, well, I'm going to go anyway. That's, look what I did. What did I tell you, Jehoshaphat? Micaiah's got nothing good to say about me. Even, we've got 400 guys here that says, go up and fight. But Micaiah says, oh, sure, you're going to die. Go up and fight. Please. They'd be doing us all a favor. But he didn't like his answer, so he threw Micaiah in jail until he gets back. Micaiah says, look, you're not coming back. If you come back, then obviously I didn't say what was really according to the Lord. And we know that I do. But still stubborn, they decided to go up to Ramoth Gilead and fight. And Jehoshaphat, making this unwise alliance with Ahab, is kind of betrayed by him a little bit. Ahab knows the idea of, you go in there and when you fight, you go for the king. That's what you do. You go for the leader of the armies. So he says, Jehoshaphat, go ahead and dress up like a king. Go out there in the fight. I'm going to be disguised over here. That's okay. It's okay. I got a master plan. Don't worry about it. Just go. And so as soon as they go out there, the king of Syria, he's saying, oh, go after the king. This is the standard practice. They go after Jehoshaphat. And they realize, wait, that's not the king of Israel. That's not our target. So even though Jehoshaphat maybe made an unwise alliance here, God was still with him because he was still with God. He still worshiped God. He still did the things of God. And God didn't forget that when it came down to the time there. So they realized, oh, this isn't the king of Israel that we're after. One of the guys just says, I'm just going to shoot an arrow off into the woods or the desert, whatever, maybe just shoot off an arrow per chance. And it hit, not only did it hit Ahab, it just happened to hit Ahab right in the crease of his armor. And of course, we all know there's no such thing as it just happened to. That arrow was directed by God. And not only for Ahab, but we can learn, when it's our time to go, we're going to go. We're going to die. There's nothing, no matter of fighting, no matter of crying about it. When it's our time, it's our time. Even if God has to direct an arrow through unlikely means, it's going to be our time. But we have here another example of, here's how you can tell true prophecy is it's fulfilled. They get back, of course, as soon as he doesn't die right away, he bleeds out in the chariot and he tells the guy, hey, I'm wounded, get me out of the battle here. But he bleeds out in the chariot. They take the chariot back to the city, and they're hosing it down, and the dogs come up and start licking up the blood, just as was prophesied by Elijah there in the previous chapter. Back here in, I think it was 19 maybe? Right. In 19, thus saith the Lord, in the place where dogs lick the blood of Naboth, shall dogs lick thy blood, even thine. So, this is an example where we see the prophets, he had a prophecy. This one, not even a chapter later, came to pass. Thus, as the Lord said, so did it come to pass. Now, and that was the end of King Ahab. Now, we have a little, of course, this doesn't go completely chronologically. It's kind of more like a subject matter. Jehoshaphat became king. Well, not then, of course. He was already king before that. He became king in the fourth year of Ahab. Most of the time, they got along great. But once Ahab died, Ahaziah became king over Israel after Jehoshaphat had been king over Judah for a while. Now, Ahaziah was a bad guy. We're going to learn more about him in 2 Kings 1. But Ahaziah was just evil through and through. Now, at this point, Jezebel's still alive, and she's doing some influencing there. And, you know, she didn't do that great of an influencing on Ahab, and she's a bad influence on her son as well. But Jehoshaphat had a great reign, got rid of, there were still, you know, it says there were still a few high places, but he got even more of the evil out of the land. And it was, for the times, it was almost a golden era. I mean, there wasn't peace throughout the land. There was still war. But the people were worshiping God. The kingdom was worshiping God. And so I think this could be a good lesson to us, even if we do see all those roundabout, even here we have the brothers, well, you know, the northern kingdom, which still children of Abraham, children of Israel. But Israel seems like they haven't been following the way. Jehoshaphat said, look, even though we may be related, we may be brothers, we may have the same armies, I still have to do what's right. I still have to worship and follow God. And as far as my influence can go, convince others to do the same. So I think that's an application towards us, for us. Even though we may see all around us those that we may associate on a day-to-day basis not doing what is needed and what is commanded, that does not give us an excuse to not do it ourselves.